Support provided by the Heartland Regional Health Network and the River to River Heart Group, providing preventive care, diagnostic testing, and treatment of heart conditions. Located at Heartland Regional Medical Center in Marion or at heartlandregional.com.
Good morning, and here is your WSIU Almanac for April the 7th. Ohio saw its first official settlement today in Marietta, Ohio in 1788. In 1891, on this day, Nebraska introduced the 8-hour workday, and in 1902, oil company Texaco was formed. Locally, hosting a young person from another country as a part of the Youth for Understanding Intercultural Exchange Program can be a big learning experience for everybody. And here in Southern Illinois, Christine and her husband have hosted over 30 students since the 1970s. And 17-year-old Martin from Scandinavia, who is currently living with Christine's family, says he is glad he came over to the States, and he likes learning about us, especially the differences in food.
Well, we do have some special seafoods that they don't eat as much here, like herring and that kind of stuff. And we all eat, and we eat that fish raw, which is not really common for here.
This Saturday in Pope County, you can help the River to River Cooperative Weed Management Area remove invasive garlic mustard, starting at 12:30. Drinking water and gloves will be provided, and to learn more, see the flyer on our website. The Red Cross is urging eligible donors to give the gift of life, and you can do so this Sunday from noon to 3:30 at Lakeland Baptist Church on South Giant City Road in Carbondale. This Monday in Williamson County, give blood in Creole Springs from 1 to 6 at Adams School. That's on Lake of Egypt Road. And also on Monday, you can give blood in Pinckneyville between the hours of 1 and 5 at Pinckneyville Community Hospital. This Saturday at Evergreen Park in Carbondale, it's the Neighborhood Co-op's 17th Annual Nutrition 5K and Kid K. All proceeds from the event will be given to the Good Samaritan Ministries Food Pantry and Soup Kitchen. And a reminder that this year's Delta Award will be given to Dr. Mark Wagner, the director of the SIU Center for Archaeological Investigations, at a free public ceremony at Morris Library on April the 19th. The annual award is given by the Friends of Morris Library. And that's your WSIU Almanac. Enjoy your Thursday. Happy Thursday, and on your WSIU Almanac, jazz legend Billie Holiday was born on this day in 1915. An Indian sitarist, Ravi Shankar, was born today in 1920, and he was a real big influence on the Beatles' George Harrison. Locally, this Saturday at Carbondale Main Street, there is another puppet-making workshop guided by the beloved puppetistas, running from 10 to 4. This workshop is one of a huge variety of art-themed activities going on now through April the 30th through the Here We Live Arts Build Community Partnership between the Boys and Girls Club of Carbondale and Carbondale Community Arts. Another event is the Global Dream Catcher Project, and that takes place on April 23rd at Touch of Nature. And to see the complete list of these Arts Build Community events, go to this almanac on the WSIU website. On April the 15th, at the Jefferson County Courthouse, you can join the annual Walk to Prevent Child Abuse. This walk starts at noon, and for more information, send an email to preventchildabuse1@gmail.com. And the Youth for Understanding Exchange Program enables young people from other countries the chance to live with a family here in America. And I talked to Christine, who, along with her husband, who live in Southern Illinois, they have hosted quite a few students before, and the student with them now is a first.
We've hosted about 30 students. Certain things you kind of expect. I've learned, we've learned a lot since Martin is our first Dutch student. We've had students from Germany, Japan, Finland, Hungary. Let's see, what else? China.
And if you would be interested in hosting a student, see the link on our website. And that's the WSIU Almanac for the first Thursday in April. Enjoy your day.